and thank you for tuning in to the Central Alberta Realtors Association first ever podcast. Our goal is to further reach our members and continue to educate across different platforms. This is the Knowledge Base Live, and I am your host, Corey. I really hope you enjoy these discussions today and maybe take a piece of information with you that you may not have known. I could not think of two fitting first guests, none other than the last ever president of the association, Alan Melbourne, and our brand new 2021 chair, Lindsay Oliver. So, Alan, does this mean CARA doesn't have a board leader going into 2021?
No, we have an excellent leader following in the footsteps of other board presidents. We've changed the title to board chair, which is just a little more reflective of current governance practices and the way boards across Canada are running their organizations. So, didn't eliminate any roles, doesn't change anything. The only difference is that you now have Madam Chair Lindsay Oliver at the helm instead of a president.
Lindsay, did you have to chime in on coming into 2021?
Well, I was just going to say, I think that this, we're making consistent with all other boards around the province with changing our title from president to chair. The title president alludes to the misconception that the president may have more authority than the rest of the board, when in fact they do not. The entire board works together as a whole.
That definitely represents CARA more so. Mm-hmm. Have there been any other roles eliminated or revised?
Okay, I guess the one big one that we undertook to just, again, to try and bring us a little more in line with what other boards across the province and across Canada do, and that is the change to the non-licensed affiliate category. For a number of years, inspectors and appraisers have been members of the board. As of January 1st, 2021, they are no longer members. They are now independent contractors. They still can have access to homes through the Supra box, lock boxes. One of the big changes, and again, this is, we were the only board in Alberta that practiced this way, in that inspectors could go into a home unsupervised, and now they need to have prior approval from the seller in writing to go in unsupervised. Otherwise, either the listing agent or the selling agent needs to be present. So that's the one big change that we've made as far as that goes.
I just wanted to add that the appraisers and home inspectors are still able to access the property and go in and inspect or look at the property without a realtor. They just need the homeowner's permission. And the care and control ends up being with the inspector or appraiser instead of the responsibility of the realtor.
Excellent. So does that mean the appraisers have access to Pillar 9 still?
Yes, appraisers still have access to Pillar 9 information.
Excellent. Speak of the devil, Pillar 9's province-wide MLS was introduced to our members around this time last year, and then migration happened in May. So how do you think that was received by members?
Well, Pillar 9 was a huge change last year, and that came in conjunction with all of the changes with COVID-19. So it was it came at a time of the year where stress was high. We had a lot of realtors excited for this change, especially on the border cities of CARA, so they could gain access to more areas. But we also had some realtors and members not as excited. Along with MMSI and the COVID-19 protocols, this was a lot for us to learn and to take in. But overall, I think it was a good change.
As the past president, I was front and center of this program, involved in it right from the very start. It is kind of exciting. It is a new change. And members now have access to listings anywhere in the province, which helps, especially those in the periphery. Makes a big difference for them. I guess the big thing for members is we appreciated their patience as we went through this and as the changes went about. And it is they've just done a recent member survey. I guess the Pillar 9 is gaining a little bit of ground, a little bit more member acceptance. Members seem to like it a little bit more as they go along. They've made some changes, and they have pledged to continue making the changes they need to make to, you know, to smooth out the bumps in the road. So it's I think it's been a real good change. And as normal, I mean, realtors are no different than anybody else in walks of life, and people do not respond well to change. It's just a fact of life.
And that was lots and lots of change, especially for CARA members. And it continues to change. So hopefully with this shock of all the change, we'll get everyone a little more used to it, maybe.
Maybe.
Also, around the same time, we had to quickly and swiftly close our CARA office here in the wake of the dreaded COVID-19. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about that decision?
I think CARA decided to close the office to the public based on a safety decision and also out of solidarity with the other businesses that had to close. The office can function while staff works from home, while board members also attend meetings from home via Zoom. The main priority of the board at that moment was safety and then first and then functionality, and we managed to achieve both. All phone systems are set up so staff members can answer the phones from home, transfer calls, etc. If you weren't aware that they weren't working from home, you'd never know unless, of course, you came to the office.
Or heard a dog bark.
Or heard a dog bark.
Or a baby cry. One of the above.
Yeah, no, and it, again, as Lindsay said, we need to be aware of what's going on in our community and try and stem the tide on COVID and risk to other people. Because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, like you don't know that. Apparently, you don't know that you have COVID for the first 3 or 4 or 5 days. And it's just, we just felt that we'd better be safe rather than sorry. And I know that there's lots of interaction with the board members and with staff at CARA. And it functioned just as normal. I mean, the only difference is we, you know, didn't get to sit at board tables or meet face to face, but I think we've done both the staff at CARA and the board members and our members, I mean, I think have done a real credible job through COVID.
I would agree. I should specify, too, that the CARA office wasn't closed. It was just closed to public, so by appointment only. We were definitely not on vacation or anything, working diligently from home. As Lindsay had stressed, too, we quickly had all our phones set up, have our computers ready to go, so it really was a short interruption. Similar to the open houses and in-person viewings that were disrupted intermittently over the year, let's touch on the board's decision to also reduce member fees and how were we able to do that?
When the doors closed last spring to a lot of industries, or actually most industries, even the real estate industry ground to a halt at that time, and there was a lot of fear within the community, not only with the realtors, but the public as well. And we thought that we needed to do something and do it fast to reduce the financial burden for members going through this. And we felt that it was necessary to halt fees for the period to reduce the financial stress on realtors within CARA. And we were able to do that by going into our reserves and using the reserves to pay for these fees.
Yeah, no, it's the decision wasn't made lightly, and the, you know, the finance committee and the board members looked at the numbers, talked about it. You know, I mean, and as a board, I mean, we decided that I mean, travel was not going to be a thing. So in early on in the COVID scenario, the board met, discussed travel and other extra curricular activities, so to speak, as far as going to conferences and meetings. And we decided as a board to cancel them for the duration of 2020. And those funds certainly helped offset some of the fee reductions that we did. And as Lindsay said, we did have a healthy reserve, you know, that we dug into a little bit. But we just felt it was prudent on our part to help members in as best we could.
do you think that helped members better prepare for the second shutdown due to the relief that was given in the spring?
Yeah, I don't think anybody can be prepared for the second wave or the third wave or what's coming. I mean, I think we just, I think what we learned from the first one was to basically to roll with the punches and just take it at face value. I mean, there's you know, different ways to do open houses. There's different ways to stay in touch with your clients. I mean, whether you do it virtually or on the phone or with Zoom or you know, meet in the parking lot 6 feet apart. I mean, there's ways to stay in touch with your clients and still do business. So, and I think for the most part, members did a really good job of sticking to the protocols, sanitizing, gloves, you know, keeping only two people in during viewings and that kind of thing. I mean, I think it's just a credit to our members and their tenacity to stick to the protocols.
I do believe the members were more prepared for the second lockdown. For one, we knew a little bit more about the virus. Plus, there was a lot of protocols in place. I have to say that members really stepped up to the plate, and it just shows their tenacity for change and for survival. And they found different ways of marketing their product besides open houses and in person. You saw people doing virtual viewings, virtual listing presentations, office meetings were held via Zoom. I really feel that the members stepped up to the plate and were able to rise above this.
Excellent. I couldn't agree more, seeing it from the MLS side and having member calls. You know, I think it went as good as we could have hoped. Just, I wasn't expecting super smooth, but this was still peanut butter, but maybe nutty peanut butter. Any other advice for members going into 2021? We're just about to hit February here, so anything? Any advice?
One thing I did notice this past year is the community made a huge effort, and they continue to make a huge effort to support local. I saw a lot of people looking out for one another despite what was going on, and my one piece of advice is to continue to keep informed on what is going on in your community and the world, but to embrace some change. And last but most important piece of advice I have to give you is to support your neighbor, the people around you, and your local businesses in any way that you can, whether it's from ordering takeout from a restaurant to donating to a local charity. Continue to do this. Don't get sucked into the negativity. I'm not saying not to be realistic or informed, but just be ready to share the positive outlook on social media as you are to share the negative.
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%. I mean, I think the biggest thing for members and for our community is to stay positive. This virus apparently isn't going away anytime soon, and the vaccine delivery has been slowed down. So I think it's just, you know, stay the course, practice, you know, the safe distancing, sanitize. I mean, I know it's tough not being able to meet people in person. It's tough not being able to go into restaurants or, you know, do the things that we've become accustomed to. But I think that if we all keep doing what we're doing, I think the virus will go away. We will get back to some sort of normality in Central Alberta, hopefully sometime in 2021. But if not, stay positive, support local businesses, spend your money in Alberta, and we'll get through this together.
Yep, I agree. It's not going to last forever, and I think this past year has just shown the resiliency in the real estate community and other ways. So I just think that we continue to do what we're doing and embrace the change and look for ways of doing things in a different manner.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming out, guys. Super appreciate you being part of CARE's first ever podcast. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for putting this on. I appreciate
that. Yay, yeah. I'm so glad. Awesome. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on the Knowledge Base Live podcast. You can find all sorts of information for members only on our website, www.carassociation.ca/knowledge-base. Thank you again for joining us. Keep calm and care on.